Blog Talk Radio.
And that is Jeffrey Goot. Stay. We had Jeffrey on our show. Jeffrey is a former contestant of The X Factor. We had Jeffrey on our show a few months ago to talk about his experience on The X Factor, as well as his music and his projects that he's working on. You can check him out. He has a lot of great things in the making, and that's just one of his many, many great songs. Check out his website, jeffgoot.com, and he spells his last name G-U-T-T, jeffgoot.com. So check that out today. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining me again on another program. I really appreciate you guys joining me every day and or every time we have a show, and it really means a lot. So I do appreciate it. Make sure you do follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR and Facebook as well, facebook.com/WAEJTheDrewShow. So So make sure you like our Facebook fan page as well for some contests and to find out about new shows and things like that. We have given away several things on our Facebook page as far as we've given away a few copies of Sylvia Brown's signed book on the show. So go over there and check that out and see what we'll be giving away next. But again, thank you all so much for joining me. We had a great show today, or earlier this morning, with the star of 1600 PN on NBC, Josh Gad. He is a great guest to have on. He plays a Skip Gilchrist on the show, and we had a lot of fun with him. He also stars alongside of the beautiful Jenna Elfman. Who everyone knows played Dharma on the show Dharma and Greg for a long time, and she was also made appearances on Two and a Half Men and several others, and Bill Pullman as well, who everyone knows played the president in Independence Day. Just a great cast. I absolutely love the show 1600 PN, and it airs tonight. Actually, it airs tonight at 8:30, 7:30 Central, and then again at 9:30. And both of those are brand new shows leading up right to the season finale. So check that out tonight. But let's get to the show. Here is our interview we had this morning with Josh Gad. And we were joined, I must say. So sorry, we had a technical difficulty. Sorry about that, everyone. So here's our interview we had this morning with Josh. And now I am so pleased to welcome the star and executive producer of my favorite show, 1600 PN, Mr. Josh Gad. Josh, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Now, are you in L.A. right now?
I'm in L.A., and it's very early here. I'm just getting my coffee on, and it's exciting as that hits your mouth and you realize the potential of what will happen when you fully wake up.
Right. Absolutely. And that's one thing I want to say. It's about 6:30 your time, so I definitely appreciate you getting out of bed to talk to us.
No worries. It's scary when you wake up before your baby, but it's great. I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk to you guys this morning.
Great. I am too. And Josh, like I said, this is my favorite show on TV now, 1600 PN, that airs on NBC. And you cannot ask for a better cast with yourself, the beautiful Jenna Elfman, and Bill Pullman, who everyone knows portrayed the president in Independence Day. You guys just have a wonderful cast. And being the executive producer, I imagine you really have your hands full, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's an incredible, as you said, it is an incredible cast. And it's also an amazing opportunity because to be a part of something like this where I get to be involved from the ground up, I get to be involved from everything from the creation of the scripts to post-production to the casting, it's been very enlightening as an artist because it's given me a whole new kind of spectrum with which to play. So it's really been an incredible opportunity, and we're delighted that you love the show, and we also feel it keeps getting better and better. And tonight we have two episodes. We have one at 8:30 with the beautiful Hannah Simone from New Girl as a guest star, and then at 9:30 is our season finale, which is really wonderful. I had a chance to watch it the other day, and it's really quite full of surprises and beyond wildest expectations. So I'm very excited about both.
Cannot wait to see it. And I find this hard to believe, but for anyone that hasn't seen 1600 PN, tell everyone what the show's about.
Well, the show is essentially about a family like any other family, an extraordinary family dealing with the most extraordinary situation imaginable, which is living under the bubble of being a White House resident, being the son or daughter of the President of the United States, being a father as well as Commander-in-Chief, being a First Lady and also a stepmother. And it deals with these family issues while at the same time juxtaposing them to the political kind of, you know, elements involved in being a White House resident. So it's a pretty unique and fun show, and we've been having the time of our lives doing it.
And you could definitely tell that by you guys filming, y'all. You can tell the chemistry and how much fun you guys have on set. And like I said a moment ago, you play as Skip Gilchrist on the show. Tell us about your character. Who is Skip?
Skip is the son of the president. He's the oldest, and he's kind of like a bull in a china shop, or as Jenna Elfman calls him, he's a golden retriever. He means well, but everywhere he goes, he creates a wake of chaos. Mm-hmm. And he's a little, you know, he's very lovable, but a little bit of a mess at times.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a very fun role to play. I mean, the freedom that I have in playing a character who just kind of has no limits is a lot of fun to sink your teeth into.
Yeah.
So, John,
yeah.
I'm just going to butt in here. I'm curious to know, how much are you like that character that you portray? Can you really identify with them, or are you just totally different off set?
You know, I'm very different. I am much, I hope, much more put together than Skip. I would hope. Maybe my wife would tell you otherwise. But I'm definitely much different. But you know, I love playing roles like this. I created the role of Elder Cunningham on Broadway in the Book of Mormon, and it's kind of got a similar vibe where it's just like this whirlwind. And I think that there's a part of me that relates to that idea of people who are a little, you know, unchained, and they kind of have a center that's off. A little off, and I really have fun playing with those characters.
Right. And since you brought up the Broadway, how does someone go from performing on Broadway to kind of falling into this political role? I know you're kind of centered around the White House, that sort of thing. Like, how did you get into the politics of it?
Well, I mean, for me, the show, when I was doing Book of Mormon, I got a phone call from Jason Weiner, who is one of the kind of, he was the director of the pilot of Modern Family, and he's since directed many of those episodes, and he and I have wanted to work together for a while. And so, you know, we discussed in ideas, and this one was the one that we really fell in love with. And so we got to Don Lovett, who was a writer for President Obama, and the three of us sat down, and we came up with kind of the story and the world, and so that was the process. And then in terms of, you know, the politics of it, there really isn't a political element per se. I never set out to do a political show. It was more about a family show dealing with a family in the most extraordinary bubble imaginable, right? So that to me was what attracted me to it.
Right. And you actually got to do your screenplay at the White House for President Obama.
Yes, we went with the administration was nice enough to invite us to screen two episodes at the White House. President Obama greeted us and was very generous with his time, and it was an amazing opportunity. You know, it's they've been amazingly supportive, and we've greatly appreciated it.
All right. Absolutely. And like I said, I love the show 1600 PM, and it airs tonight. Everyone, you do not want to miss this tonight, Thursday. It airs at 8:30, 7:30 Central on NBC. Josh, I know we're running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, and I really hope that we can have you back on in the near future.
Well, thank you guys so much. I greatly appreciate it, and thanks again for watching the show.
Well, thank you, and please let everyone know real quick how they can get in touch with you and find out more information about you.
Well, you can reach me on Twitter. I'm simple enough, at Josh Gad. And I'm pretty good about communicating, so you can reach out to me.
Right. All right. Well, we'll do that. Again, Josh, thank you so much, and we look forward to watching tonight.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. And that is Josh Gad from 1600 PN. Like I said, we talked to him this morning. And the lovely girl you heard on the line with us as well as our guest co-host was San Juana. So I want to thank her so much for joining me. I thought she did a fantastic job. I cannot wait to have her back on in the future. So I hope everyone was able to hear me okay. I know we kept going in and out, and right before we played this interview with Josh, we completely lost signal for just a second. And unfortunately, that's what happens when you're on online radio sometime. But So I hope that everyone heard us okay, and I hope that you will tune in tonight to 1600 on NBC. As like I said, it's a great show, and I think that you'll really like it a lot. But thank you all again so much for joining us. Thank you to San Juana. Thank you to Josh Gad. I really do appreciate it. So keep checking out our other shows, everyone, and I hope you will enjoy it. We have some other great shows coming up. We just heard from I just got an email recently today, probably in the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes, from someone representing Tanya Mimi. I'm sorry. I hope that's how you say her name. So she is on a host of A&E Sell This House Extreme, and she's also a beautiful model as well. So she asked if we'd be interested in interviewing her, and I said absolutely. So we're going to book something about the end of April. I believe she's going out of the country to do some great charity work. So we're going to talk to her about that real soon as well. So please stay tuned. Again, follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. And again, thank you all. Good night.